Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. Yes, we had snow again last night. We left 95-degree weather on the East Coast. We were in D.C., Jamestown, Yorktown, and Williamsburg, and on the way back, it reached 95 degrees, and then when we got home that night, well, it was actually less than two hour flight back home, it was 35 degrees. So, and I got to tell you, friends, that was the quickest 5 days of my life. And I'm going to be getting to that in just a little bit here, because what we're going to be talking about is they were a different breed of men. It's not at all what you see it in the church in America today. And I'm talking about 99.5% have no clue as to where they came from. And when I look at guys like Patrick Henry or George Washington, the John Adams, the list goes on, James Otis, I'm thinking of Samuel Adams, and again, the list goes on, folks. These were a different breed of men. They were the cream of the crop. They were exceptional men. Not only were they very wise men, but they were also godly men every step of the way. And I'm going to do my best to show you the difference between then, folks, because the Bible does tell us in Jeremiah 6:16 that we're supposed to go back to the old past. We're not supposed to be given to the new, right? We're supposed to go back to the old past. And when we go back to the old past, I want to show you the contrast between then and now, folks, because they're not even close. Not even close in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, a prime example of doing and explaining just that to you, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, do subscribe. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, subscribe to the Rumble feed and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. You're going to see a picture of what you see in the modern day church, and it's a prime example of what I'm talking about, of the men of the past and the men of the present. This is the stuff that you see today. It's a picture of two little sheep. friends. Two little sheep. I think one of them may be a goat, but they're cuddled up together. And here's the post by the modern day man, or the biblically illiterates, because really that's what they are. You can call them what you want to call them, friends. I'm not saying that in a demeaning way or a demeaning fashion. No, they've done that all by themselves. And this is what they've taken on. They've taken on the Word of God with a different spirit. And it's a different gospel. It's a different word when it comes to the Word of God, folks, on so many different levels. And this is, again, a prime example of what I'm talking about right now. It shows a picture of a little sheep, and it may be a little goat. It may be two little sheeps, right? And it says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. I mean, let's pull that way out of context and understanding that Moses and Aaron were leading the children of Israel out from Pharaoh and his bondage after Moses in Exodus 5 was commanded by God to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. The judgments of God fell upon the children of, I'm sorry, not the children of Israel. I was going to say the children of Pharaoh, but Pharaoh and his armies and his people. The judgments fell upon them. In the process, the Lord says, take the blood of the lamb, put it on the lintel of the door, and I'm going to deliver you as I continuously bring judgments upon their head. They were let go, folks, and the Lord told them how to do it and where to go. And the Bible also tells us that they didn't go out the easy way, which only took them 14 days. It says that he led them in the way of war. And what was the reason that the Lord led them in the way of war? That they might learn the ways of the Lord. It was foreign to the children of Israel, right? This is a way of freedom. And what did he do? He tied them to the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, Mount Sinai. Right, that was the first thing he did. And he said, this is how you're going to remain free, when you uphold those laws. And I'm not talking about ceremonial law. I'm talking about moral law. Again, read Matthew 5:17 when you get a moment. If you want an Old Testament reference, go to Isaiah 42:21. And folks, then when they were on the way out, just keep in mind, Pharaoh came back after them again. And then the Lord told Moses, be still and know that I'm God. What did the Lord do? He brought judgment upon the heads of what? Pharaoh and his armies. He brought judgment upon them once again. Now, I want you to make clear as to how far out of context this is, okay? The Lord will fight for you, yes, indeed, but keep in mind, they were already in the warfare as they were being led of the Spirit out into the wilderness so that they might inherit the promised land. And every step of the way, it was a warfare and it was a battle to take possession of what the Lord was willing to give them through the good fight of faith. Of course, this has nothing to do with it. And this lines up perfectly as to what we're dealing with when it is the men of the old compared to the men of new concerning our forefathers and what you call great men today. I don't know how you're coming up with that, but many people think that their favorite personalities or their favorite politicians or their favorite famous preacher that's on television who's nothing more or less than a hireling, John 10:12, seems to be the one that they're going to follow out. Where there is no warfare, the Bible is clear. They're enemies of the cross of Christ, and this post right here showing you just that. How do you put up a post like this, friends? The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. With two little sheep. Didn't Benjamin Franklin tell us, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour? Yes, exactly. And the Lord did metaphorically call his children of Israel, and I'm talking about his children today, sheep. We know the voice of the good shepherd. But didn't he teach us the way of the cross? Yes, he did, on so many different levels. I want you to put this in contrast to what I'm about ready to say. When I read Joshua 1:7, only be thou strong and very courageous, thou mayest observe to do according to all of my law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Then when you go to verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, wasn't that in a time where the Lord was leading them in to the battle? Not away from the battle. They were being led of the Spirit, Romans 8:14, to the battle, not from the battle, right? But again, what do we see, folks? This kind of stuff. I've seen another post where it said, you know what? Take it easy. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? It's because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Folks, we're going to be getting up into this message in just a moment here. They were a different breed of men, on so many different levels. It's embarrassing. As a matter of fact, I was just looking up Roger Sherman, who was a signer of the Declaration and an architect of the Declaration of Independence, when he said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." Now, what do we see? We see posts like this: "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still," with two little lambs on their posts, friends. And this is exactly, they live their own lives, right? They're a part of the world system. They got one foot in the church, one foot outside. And Jesus said, "I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth." Revelations chapter 3. And yet they continuously feed on this gospel where they created a Jesus that suits their sin. And that Jesus doesn't exist, friends. Read the second commandment: "Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down unto it." Okay? And that's exactly what they've done. They've created a gospel and a Jesus that looks hearts just like them. But me being a faithful witness, Proverbs 27, verse 5, I want to let you know, folks, that that Jesus does not exist. Okay? This does not exist in any sense of the word. We are called to a warfare, and it's exactly what we're called to. When we look at 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Now listen, that's not to push fear. No, because the Bible says, "Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion." Listen, my big brother is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Satan always does his best to mock, but what he does is pushes fear, not the fear of God, but the fear of him, and the fear of consequence, and the fear of man, which brings a snare. Okay? And that's exactly what this stuff does right here. And it teaches the people to just sit back, do nothing. God's going to take care of it. No matter what happens, he's in control. That's absolutely true. But I'm also here to remind you that Scripture tells us that we are to be sober. Okay? We are to be vigilant, painstakingly. Okay? Just like our forefathers told us, friends. Okay? Because the enemy seeks whom he may devour. We don't sit down and do nothing in the face of our adversaries. That's not the message in Scripture in any sense of the word. When we go to Ephesians 6, what does it say? "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord." Not outside the Lord. In the Lord and in the power of his might. Where is that found? In Christ. "Because we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Therefore, for in Christ, we're in that power in the might of the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Why is he talking about armor? Because this is a militant walk, friends. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Yes. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace," right? We're living in a society today throughout the United States of America, from coast to coast, from Minnesota all the way down to Texas. We are living in a false peace, friends. And what we're doing is inviting the enemy into our territory to dispossess us, rather than us standing up in Christ and dispossessing and reclaiming that which rightfully belongs to us. Okay? And then he says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." We're not supposed to lay down and do nothing. I'm absolutely embarrassed for what people call Christianity today. It's a lack thereof on so many different levels. I want you to remember that Jesus, I was talking to my kids about this yesterday, but we were talking about the just living by faith. Well, that's not a man humanistic faith. That is the faith of the Son of God. Who has that? "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ," Hebrews 12:2. "And if I'm living by his faith, what is he leading me to?" Remember what Jesus said to Peter in John 21. He said, "When you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But now that you're old, another will gird you and take you," King James Version, "whithersoever you don't want to go." Christians do not run from the fight. They're led to the fight. Period. Okay? Titus 2:14 tells us what? "Well, when I read it, it tells me who gave himself for us, the cross, that he might redeem us through his blood from all iniquity, lawlessness, and purify unto himself a peculiar people." What? "Zealous of good works." What is the justification of faith? Works. Folks, works. I know the church doesn't like to hear it, but you know what? What they do like to resort to is Ephesians 2, and I'm going to go there for you real quick, and I want to put it into context because people don't realize what it says in context. When you go to Ephesians 2, the first thing it says, first scripture, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in sins." Who were dead? Those that have repented and those that have taken their cross and they follow the Christ. Okay? those that were dead in trespasses and sins, going down to verse 8, for by grace the power to restrain from sin, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, right? For by grace are you saved through that faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, hang on, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Bradley, there's a conjecture there. No, there isn't. No, there isn't. I can't do it to make myself saved. The Holy Ghost does that through regeneration and the renewing as I obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto me. Go to Titus 3:5. Go to Romans 6, and you'll find that we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. Okay, we obey under righteousness, a work of the Holy Ghost, and He works in us holiness. Be holy as I am holy. And what is the mother of holiness? Gratitude. Because we're so thankful for what Jesus did for us on the cross, guess what? Because we're thankful, we're going to obey Him from our hearts. Not because we have to, but because we want to. Because we see what the Father did through the Son. Let me say it this way. What is justification by faith? Works. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just waiting for some individual to call me up and say, wait a second, I didn't know we had to do the works. No, you don't. First of all, if you call me with that attitude, I can tell you that there's no Spirit of God in your life in any sense of the word. Because you're saved, you do the works. You don't do the works to get saved, but because you are saved, you want to do the works because you want to see Him glorified. John 15:8. Read it when you get a moment. Let me give you another one here, friends, really quick. Titus 2:14 again, who gave Himself might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. If we're saved, folks, how is God glorified? Through our good works. What's missing today? The works. Why? Because they've been told by a bunch of impotent hirelings in the pulpit that just sit back, just like this post right here. Don't worry about it. The Lord will fight for you. You just go live your own little life. You go live your own in your own world that you've created. Serve the devil, come back every week, give us our money, and everything will be okay. And I'll preach a false gospel out of context to assure you by putting your head on a false pillow of grace that does not exist. That's what's happening in America today on so many different levels. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Maybe I need to do this because I think people may be confused right now. I'm going to go over to James 2, and I want you to hear this really quick, again, in context. And I know those that are not born of the Spirit, I know they hate hearing what I'm telling them right now. Do you know that, as a matter of fact, many churches today have weekend seminaries. They have seminars for people to come in. They'll pack the church and they'll talk. Well, if we're saved, do we have to do the works? Why wouldn't you want to do the works? Why wouldn't you want to glorify your Father in heaven? Matthew 5:16 tells us just exactly that, right? And therein lies the problem today. Folks, for the sake of time, go to James 2:14 through 26. 2:14 through 26. As the body is dead without the Spirit, so is faith without works. Period. Okay? That's the nutshell of all of it right there for you. We're going to come right back and we're going to get into the topic here. 1-866-582-9933.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. North Carolina lawmakers attempting to pass a 12-week abortion ban. A massive earthquake has struck the coast of Japan. That happened this morning.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake jolted Ishikawa Prefecture today in Japan, killing one and leaving others injured. Fortunately, there was no tsunami, but the meteorological agency said it confirmed sea level changes around 10 centimeters in the area. Ishikawa Prefecture is on the northern coast of central Japan. I'm Lance Pry.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. President Biden accusing House Republicans of threatening to default on the nation's debt in order to secure spending cuts. Biden told reporters raising the debt ceiling and negotiating on a budget are two separate issues. Corey Myers, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. You guys miss me, but you don't want to talk to me. What's up with that? 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about how the state of Minnesota, they're doing this through Prop 3, I believe, in Michigan as well, and as well as other states. They're all simultaneously doing this little by little. Some are pushing these illegal agendas while they're pushing other illegal agendas over here, and then once they get them passed, then they'll switch up, and then those that were passing what they couldn't pass on the offset of this agenda, they now push. So they're just going back and forth until the whole agenda is completely filled in concerning all the dots that need to be colored in concerning their agenda. They're trying to disarm you. They're trying to rob you of your children. They're trying to make you the political opposition through red flag laws, and the list goes on. They're giving license to illegals to come into America. They're being allured through your taxpayer dollars. This is all acts of treason by your said representatives. And if you're waiting for your said representatives to put a stop to it, you've got to keep in mind, friends, unless you've taken time to meet up with some of these people, they feel that for some reason or another, they're impervious to these laws that are being passed by what they call the left, which does not exist. case in point, I want you to think about this. I've said this 1,000 different ways. Does the left put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution? Yep. Does the right? Yep. Then how is it that the left is breaking the law when the right does nothing when they see them break the law? Because they're both the same bird. Do you understand? We're a constitutional republic. Folks, I'm going to keep coming up with these analogies. A house divided against itself shall not stand. What are your said representatives doing? Even the ones that you think are good friends? Look at how engaged they are. The Bible says that the Lord will judge nations if they're not valiant for the truth. Okay? They're not valiant for the truth. They're just getting up there. They know the cameras are on them. They're just doing what they're told to do until it applies to them. And see, they don't realize, nor do the bad guys that are doing it realize, that at the end of the day, we're all on the same ship. Every single one of us. We are at the end of the day, friends, doing all of these things to ourselves. This is what a sinful nation looks like when it falls to judgment. God appoints wicked rulers because the people have taken them on as rulers rather than God being their ruler. They've taken on the tyrants that are rulers. Remember, our forefathers said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. The American people prefer tyrants. And if this doesn't apply to you, don't get mad at me. I'm just backhanding with the Word of God the way that I'm supposed to, Hosea 6:5, Jeremiah 9:24, when it comes to their talents, tolerance and apathy, when it comes to what's going on in their country that they care about so much, right? Matter of fact, somebody just on social media platforms just told me in Tennessee we're seeing a lot of Minnesota plates. Hey, they can go ahead and run all that they want, but they can't hide. Numbers 32, your sin will find you. You go, hey, folks, the issues, and I've said this before, the issues that you are dealing with right now, you cannot run to them, run from them. They will follow you and they will come to your front door, just like I said in Amos 6:3. And it's exactly what's happening. You go ahead and run to the next day all that you want. I wouldn't want neighbors like that. I absolutely wouldn't. They're cowardice. They're AWOL. Hey, folks, they don't deserve the liberties that they have. When it's their opportunity to stand up and prove the God of Israel and fight for their generation, they run from that state. That's how much they love the United States. That's how much they love their neighbors. What happened to that? The love of many will wax cold because of the workers of iniquity. They have no more care about you than they do the bad guys. No, they'll just leave you hanging, folks. They ain't worth the freedom that they have. They don't deserve the freedom that they have. Period. You sicken me to the core. Let's get back to this. I'm talking about right now how the state of Minnesota is trying to pass bills. Well, I guess they just passed it. Now they can come steal away your children if your child wants to be a boy. And this is going to be real broad, friends. This is just the front. Okay? They're going to try to steal kids at will. And they want to kidnap them. And if you look in the Word of God, kidnapping, what is the consequence? Death, right? And what they want to do is they want to take your kids and steal them away to another state. Well, I just highlighted this. I highlighted the fact that there was HHS whistleblower. Her name is Tara Lee Rodas, that Tim highlighted over the last couple days. And I want you to see what she has to say, because what's interesting is guess who's behind all of this? Just like I've said, and I'm sure Tim has, it's the government that's stealing away the kids. You guys know, on the southern border right now, do you know that 86,000 children are missing? You folks, wicked to the core. If you expect mercy from a people that refuse to bring forth justice, you are sadly deluded. The Bible is clear. The mercies of the wicked are cruelty. I don't understand people. You know, the scripture tells us in Leviticus 26, under judgment, I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle. We're not even talking about that today. But you're seeing what's going on in the southern border, friends, with these cattle? And the hundreds are just coming up dead. They're finding them bloodless. Did you know this? I mean, folks, if you want great specificity concerning the judgments of the Lord upon this nation right now, it is getting more intense because the American people have failed to repent and bring forth fruits of repentance. Period. Let's go ahead and watch this video, and I want you to hear for yourself, lest it should be said, Bradley said. Nope, not Bradley. I'm just telling you what and conveying information that the mainstream media is trying to censor. Look at this, friends.
Ms. Rodas is recognized for 5 minutes.
Good afternoon, Chairman McClintock, Ranking Member DePaul, and distinguished members of the committee. It is an honor to be here. I thank you for the invitation
to share my testimony.
My goal is to inspire action to safeguard the lives of migrant children, including the staggering 85,000 that are missing. Today, children will work overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, factories, restaurants to pay their debts to smugglers and traffickers. Today, children will be sold for sex. Today, children
Listen
will
carefully.
Call a hotline to report they are being abused, neglected, and trafficked, and we don't know if they're going to get the help they need. For nearly a decade, unaccompanied children have been suffering in the shadows, and I have to confess I knew nothing about their suffering until 2021 when I volunteered to help the Biden administration with the crisis at the southern border. As part of Operation Artemis, I was deployed to the Pomona Fairplex Emergency Intake Site in California to help HHS, Office of Refugee Resettlement, reunite children with sponsors in the United States. I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network that begins with recruiting in home country, smuggling to the U.S. border, and ends when ORR delivers a child to a sponsor. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations. Some sponsors view children as commodities and assets to be used for earning income. This is why we are witnessing an explosion of labor trafficking. Now, whether it's intentional or not...
No, come on. Whether it's intentional or not. Okay, you just lost me there. Why do we... Do we have eyes to see? Do we have ears to hear? Hey, folks, when you listen to the segment breaks, you listen to the commercials and sponsors, isn't it interesting how everybody's always being charged except the guilty? Isn't it interesting that day after day, and week after week, and month after month, and year after year, and decade after decade, we hear these corrupt politicians who are still there doing the same things that they were guilty of decades ago. And yet we know they're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. And you know what the people do instead of acting on their prayers, James 2:14-26, you know what they do? They just say, we'll pray about it as they turn the football game back on or their favorite movie back on. Oh, my goodness. Does a country like that, does it not deserve judgment? Oh, you better know it deserves judgment. You see the Clintons, you see the Obamas, you see the crimes that they've been exposed for. Trump's a part of all that, friends. All these players that are the good guys that are in front of you are controlled operatives. Because if it wasn't true, where is the justice that guards our liberty? The burden of proof is on you, not on me. Because I can show you the corrupt fruit that's hanging on their branches all day long. But until the American people lay the axe to the root of the tree, this is going to continue on. We're listening to a whistleblower, Tara Lee Rodas, testify concerning what she's seen with her own eyes and heard with her own ears concerning what is happening to the children of those that are coming across the border. You know that they're being sold off. Americans, can I ask you something? I say this with a full heart of sincerity with a question mark on it. Why do the kids have to suffer? Why are the kids the end aim of murder to the equivalent of 70 million babies in the womb? And why is it that you, 325.9 million people, have allowed your government to illegally sanction that which the Constitution never provided for? 24 verse 4, 2 Kings. I will pardon none of this, said the Lord. Why? Because of the shedding of innocent blood. You know, and I've said this before as well, friends, when you look in Scripture, you can't see anybody in the statutes or in the Torah concerning the Word of God, friends, anybody that dared put their hand on a child. It was unthinkable. But guess what? You've allowed your said representatives to advocate for the unthinkable. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Capernaum, as it tells us in the New Testament, you who have been exalted to heaven, America, you will be brought down to the lowest of hells. Americans, you will be brought down to the lowest of hells. We will be purged by judgments. Isaiah 4:4. Period. I'm on the Lord's side on this one, folks. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're just talking about what's going on here. And again, I wanted to highlight this, too, because there's a lot of talk about this, this whole transgender stuff, folks. This is the face of those that are pulling the strings of the useful idiots on a lower level. This is the face of those that mean to rule over you. I'm not mincing words. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to circumvent the truth, friends. That's who these people are. The people that mean to silence you are the very ones that are trying to rule over you. And see, the law is against them. It condemns them. And again, that's the purpose of government. We see the American government and the said representatives in inaction. They're subverting everything and they're turning it on its head, Isaiah 5:20. Look at this. Alleged mentor. Notice the word alleged. If this was me saying something that they took out of context, they wouldn't say alleged. They would say I said it. This is what they do. But alleged mentor for 11-year-old drag queen sentenced for nearly a dozen felony child abuse crimes. Wow, isn't that crazy? The government's advocating for it right in front of your face. Someone commits the crime, of actually acting out what they're advocating for, they get in trouble for it. But it shows you who they really are and what it is that they're guilty of, okay? I also wanted to show you this, because this guy is one, I don't know a lot of him, I've seen him over the years, this guy named John Stewart. I got to tell you, folks, he's interviewing Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dom. He is a sick joker. You want to understand the people that are put into place? Folks, if you want to lower the standard, you just take the debased and you put them in high positions. Jonathan Stewart is a prime example of just that. See, some of these guys, folks, I would love to get them on the radio. I'd love to get them on the show. But like, Mike Lindell and others, you know, they already got me on a warning. Stay away from Bradley Dean. Don't go on his show. He'll ask you real questions. Yep, that's right. You know, a lot of these other ones, folks, these actors, they don't want to get up on the show neither, because they don't want anybody that can actually answer or confront them with the truth that they fail to observe. I want you to see this. This is just, honestly, it's unthinkable. The ignorance that I'm about ready to show you. I want to make sure it's teed up in the proper sense here. And I'm going to go ahead and pull it back in just a moment here. But I'm letting it finish out, and I want to play it for you. But I'll tell you, folks, I mean, between Jonathan Stewart and others, Howard Stern, has anybody taken the time to see all of these actors from the 70s and 80s and the 90s and the 2000s that are being busted? Not only just actors and actresses, but for crimes against children? Isn't it amazing they're being popped for pedophilia? And no wonder why Jonathan's over here trying to defend them. You ready for this? I want to play this because, again, I want you to hear how sick the minds of those that are given permission by those that mean to demean you and demoralize you. These are the people that are given voice to what is completely illegal in this country on so many levels. Listen to this guy.
At show readings to children.
Listen to this guy.
Yes. Why?
John Stewart is confronting Nathan Dom and saying, well, what's the problem with the drag queens teaching or having library access to the children? Really, he is, okay? And it shows you what he's guilty of. If you're not preaching out against it, it's because you're guilty of it. Listen to what he says here.
Why can we prohibit children from voting, those under 18 from voting?
Is that free speech?
They can continue to exercise
their free
speech.
Okay, so now what he just said, again, I want to make clear, free speech does not give you the right to do the wrong thing. Our laws condemn the very things that they're advocating for. What are they doing? Through licentiousness, they're trying to promulgate or advocate for that which violates law under the guise of free speech. You don't have the freedom to break the law, Johnny. You just don't have it. But he's arguing with the senator that's trying to protect the kids. And listen to his argument, just to show you how sick these people are.
Child. Why? Because the government does have a responsibility to protect.
I'm sorry?
The government does have a responsibility in certain instances.
What's the leading cause of death amongst children in this country? And I'm going to give you
a
hint.
And he thinks he's smart. That's what's sick about this.
Readings to children.
Correct, yes.
So what is it?
I'm presuming you're going to say it's firearms.
No, I'm not going to say it like it's an opinion. That's what it is.
Look at
it's
how
firearms.
Dense.
More than cancer, more than car accidents. And what you're telling me is you don't mind infringing free speech to protect children from this amorphous thing that you think of. But when it comes to children that have died, you don't give a flying...
I can't even say it. He uses the F word, friends. But I also want you to keep in mind these people that are trying to, now on the other side, like John Stewart's, keep in mind they are the ones that are advocating for the murder of over 70 million babies. And they want you to believe that they care. No. Folks, these are the same people that are in favor of pulling up gun-free zones out of thin air and violating the rights of the American people to defend themselves. Guess what they found in that little girl that wanted to be a boy that went and killed six people inside of the high school in Tennessee a couple weeks ago? Guess what they found in their manifesto? Oh, and P.S., guess who was trying to conceal that information? The FBI. Why? Because it doesn't fit their narrative. Guess what they found in there? She was zeroing in on gun-free zones, friends. Guess what mass murderers and mass shooters are looking for? Gun-free zones. Why? Because they want defenseless individuals that they can take out in number. Who's responsible for that? The politicians are. And at length, who else is responsible? The American people that allow them to do this. I want to end the show with this. Folks, this is what it looks like when judgment is upon a nation. All of what we see out there is what the American people have given them a free hand to do. When you, and you can prove it, and I can have you prove it. That's all you have to do is take time to read the Torah and then look at your state statutes and notice how much of those laws perfectly align with the Word of God. Why? Because that's where it's extracted from. And the purpose of our government is to condemn the very things that they're advocating for today in maintaining order, not creating disorder, and making a prey out of the innocent and protecting the guilty. That's not their purpose. Just the exact opposite. What happens when you stand up against it? Just ask me. Because I've been dealing with it for 23 years. I want to show you a story where, and it's a true story, and it's a short piece here, but it's basically where Channel 6 busted some said representatives in city council that were calling for the murder of a reporter and his son that were exposing them for their crimes. Just so you understand how real this is, I've been living this for 23 years. Check this out.
Video recordings were captured by a Gazette reporter who was trying to prove that county officials were holding secret meetings. Turns out he got the proof he needed and a whole lot more.
I was completely appalled. I mean, and frightened, frankly.
On March 6th, Gazette reporter Bruce Willingham left his recording device inside a McCurtain County Commissioner's meeting after it was over. He says that's when another secret meeting took place where county officials began talking about beating.
They think they're above the law.
The reporter and his son, also a Gazette reporter, Chris Willingham.
Okay, they were holding them accountable, right? The city council members, and the city council members had a secret meeting after they were confronted, and they called for their murder, their beatings and their murder. They even went so far as to say that they had two to three hitmen that could do the job for them. This is the said representatives that believe that they are above the law. This is insane. But this is what's happening, friends.
I know two or three hitmen.
I know two or three hitmen, he said.
And would cut no mercy.
Yeah.
In Louisiana, because it's all mafia
around. The more than 3 hours of audio recordings also included where they could bury the reporters. According to Willingham, some of those people heard in the recordings include Sheriff Kevin Clarity, Commissioners Mark Jennings and Robert Beck, and Alicia Manning with the Sheriff's Department.
I could see where they might try to spin that as being a joke, that part. Mm-hmm. But then Alicia comes back later on and starts talking about my daughter-in-law. And she starts getting worried about who would get the blame. I don't see how you spin that as a joke.
Willingham said he has turned the full audio
over
to the FBI.
I trust the FBI as far as you can throw them.
These audio recordings were captured by a Gazette reporter who was trying to prove that county officials were holding secret meetings. Turns out he got the proof he needed and a whole lot more.
I was completely appalled. I mean, and frightened, frankly.
On March 6th, Gazette reporter Bruce Willingham left his recording device inside a McCurtain County Commissioner's meeting after it was over. He says that's when another secret meeting took place where county officials began talking about beating and killing the reporter and his son, also a Gazette reporter, Chris Willingham.
Is that incredible, folks? Well, you better know that that's exactly what's going on behind closed doors. I want to reiterate the point. The harassment my ministry has gotten over the last 20... I'm going to just tell you something. The more you threaten this boy, what you're doing is you're just charging me up is what you're doing. We are not tucking tail and running from you. And if we find you, we will lawfully prosecute you to the fullest extent. Okay? So you better know who you're dealing with. But I do want to say this. The death threats my ministry has gotten, the bomb threats my ministry has gotten, the censorship my ministry has gotten to go to the FBI, give me a break. The FBI does absolutely nothing when it comes to the crimes of those that are advocating their agenda.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.